Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2 Faculty of Social Science. Candida as a problem play. In modern drama, the term problem play has been very much in vogue. What exactly in a problem play? This is a question that has been much discussed. Many associate the term with a play is purely written for the sake of propaganda. Others think that the term is so vast in meaning that it covers all modern drama. The modern age, we are told, has abandoned the classic norms of tragedy and comedy to put in their place the problem plays worthy, wholly devoted to ephemeral social questions like votes for women and prison conditions. Some writers assume that the problem play has a thesis, a solution to its problems. Others find the justification of the word problem is in the fact that the play ends on a question mark. Such plays in this sense are definitely problem plays. They all deal with some aspect of life that is serious and offers ample scope for dramatic representation. The essence of drama, as all students of drama realize, lies in conflict. So this conflict in the interrelation between society and the individual. He once wrote, "The material of the dramatist is always some great conflict of human feeling with circumstances." So that since institutions are circumstances, every social question furnishes material for drama. But every drama does not involve a social question, because human feeling may be in conflict with circumstances which are not institutions, which raise no question at all, which are part of human destiny. Judged by Shaw's views on the problem play, Candida is indeed a problem play. Its central theme is a troublesome and much discussed problem, the eternal. Candida Merle, her husband, and the young poet Eugene Marchbanks represent this triangle. Shaw, as a critic of drama, had occasion to see revealed theatrical versions of this still situation. All those plays filled him with revulsion, as they invariably are dealt with the theme in a sentimental and unreal manner. Always what happened was that either the erring woman was chucked out by the angry husband and thus compelled to carry on the illicit relationship, or she was duly penitent and accepted by the forgiving husband. Shaw believed that neither of these alternatives was satisfactory. He has presented the problem in an altogether novel way, tackling it from the purely intelligent point of view, which offers no scope for penitence and fear. This intelligence, which to Shaw was of primary importance, is supplied by Candida, who takes the situation in her own hands and solves it in the most effective way imaginable. She decides to give herself to the weaker of the two, and this of course means her staying on with her husband and Christian socialist person James Morrell, who in spite of all his big talk and impressive ways is after all a big helpless boy. This, however, is not the only problem in the play. In the character of the interesting Burgess, the path is paved for another problem. We recognize it when we find Morrell's Christian socialism pitied against Burgess and his unashamed exploitation of the poor working class. We are made to listen to Morrell's righteous indignation at social injustice, though Shaw ever takes care to give the devil his due and to present the other side of the argument. A problem play invariably had as its integral part discussion. The use of the discussion was a technique that Shaw learned from Ibsen. Shaw explained that in the new drama, the very structure of the play had undergone a drastic change. The old familiar pattern, consisting of exposition, situation, and unrevealing, gave place to exposition, situation, and discussion. Discussion, claimed Shaw, is the best of the playwright. In Candida, we have his pattern, and the play ends with a very illuminating discussion into which has gone Shaw's talent. Candida, after making the intriguing remarks that she gives herself to the weaker of the two, goes on to say, let us sit and talk comfortably over like three friends, and then follows a scene of discussion. One of the most gripping of all such scenes in Sir Candida points out how Eugene Marchbanks was always alone against the whole world and had thus become equipped to face solitude of misery. Her husband James Morrell, on the other hand, was always consisted and pampered by his mother and sister, whose role also Candida has now to assume. In the course of his discussion, we find the problem of the internal triangle solves itself. What more, we witness it, the transformation in the character of Marchbanks. It is as if a soul is born. The timid, incurable shy boy of 18 gathers around him a new cloak of dignity and tragic splendor, and he feels that he is as old as the world now. Morrell too is a changed man. He undergoes a psychological process as useful as Marchbanks' rebirth, a conversion. Thus, Candida has prominent place among Bernard Shaw's problem plays. Thank you.